Welcome to Season 4 of The Breakdown, the official podcast of the Breakaway Roping Journal and CalfRoping.com. This season, we're diving into both the breakaway and calf roping like never before, bringing you the personalities, successes, and horses that make these events great.
You can expect training tips from the top ropers, stories from the road, and industry news that goes beyond the numbers.
I'm Hannah Wheeler, your calf roping host.
And I'm Lillian Kent, your breakaway host.
And this is The Breakdown. Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Tie Down Breakdown. I'm your host, Hannah Mann. Tonight marks the halfway point in the 2025 NFR, and things are starting to get super fun in the calf roping. After some struggles in the earlier rounds, Kincaid Henry took the round 4 win last night with a 7.1 second run, picking up $33,667 on his good horse, Duels Crescent Boone, that he calls Mario. Also in the headlines last night, Shad Mayfield took the lead in the world standings race over Riley Webb. Shad was a 7-2 in round 4 to place second, earning him enough money to go to number 1 by a little over $6,000. The average race is still tight between Shad and Riley, with Shad coming in at number 1 with a time of 29.3 on 4 and Riley on his heels with 32.0 on 4. Haven Medjid and Brushed and Mitten aren't far behind, with Haven coming in at number 3 with a time of 33.2 on 4 and Brushed at number 4 with 34.4 on 4. For the full go-round results, average, and world standings updates, you can head over to calfroping.com. I also want to give a big shout-out to our friends over at Equinity for sponsoring this episode. Congrats. How's it feel?
Good.
Good.
It was great.
Walk me through your run.
Yeah, I knew I had to be on the barrier. That calf went hard left, and really, I was wanting to throw whenever the barrier broke right there, whenever I was on the line, and I knew I had to go one more swing. She was so far over there, and you know, I before I roped, I told myself, if I can just get it around the neck, this calf's so good on the ground. You know, it all worked out tonight.
You had some tough luck in round 2. It seems like last night and tonight you just came back with a vengeance.
Yeah.
Did it light a fire under you, or?
Yeah, it's a huge fire. You know, you don't have to worry about a second rope no more. You don't have to worry about two wraps. You get your long rope out and just get to having fun. And that's what I look forward to these next 6 rounds is, you know, just I'm going to keep going at them.
Right. When I was talking to Trent tonight, he said that you've been struggling to get Mario off the corner a little bit. Kind of talk me through the process of what you changed around, what you did in the box to get him to leave a little bit sharper tonight.
Yeah, it was 100% on me. The first 2 nights I had a loose hold in there and was just not – he wasn't pushing on the bits. And then tonight I had a tight hold. He kicked out one time because it was so tight. But whenever the gates bang, I got a good go. I talked to Trent, Caleb Smith, Blair Burke. Talked to everybody after the first round. And, you know, I got a lot of advice. But I think the main thing is just getting a strong hold in there, making sure the gates bang, and dropping.
Mm-hmm. How much of a difference do you feel like that mindset gave you tonight of just, you know, changing those little things around and talking to those guys?
Yeah, it's huge. And like Smith told me after the first round, he's like, quit overthinking stuff. Like, I feel like I was overthinking everything. I don't know why. Like, I never overthink stuff. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I'm a simple guy and it's just calf roping. I try and keep it simple. And that's what Smith told me, quit overthinking things and just go rope. That's what I did tonight.
It's been a while since you got a round win. Do you feel like, or how much, I guess, do you feel like that your roping has changed now versus then back in 2022?
You know, I think it's gotten a lot more mature. Like, I feel like, especially throughout the winter and the summer, like, I'm not saying at the NFR, but I feel like I'm more consistently making good runs. So, I mean, and every year I've came in higher and higher and higher, so that kind of shows me that what I'm doing is working. You know, and then once you get to this Thomas and Matt, you just got to have your horse firing and draw good.
You kind of touched on this a little bit, but since you are one calf out of the average, do you have a plan or strategy for the rest of the finals? Are you just running at them?
I'm getting my long rope out and they're probably not getting 2 wraps much. I mean, if I draw one that needs it, maybe, but it's about to be lots of hooies.
Yeah. What has nobody asked you that you want to talk about from tonight?
They haven't asked me if I wanted a beer. No, I'm kidding.
Do you want a beer?
No, I'm kidding. No, I don't know. I'm just excited. You know,
yeah.
It feels good to get around win, and I'm almost more excited now for tomorrow night. Just one calf at a time, and I'm pumped up for tomorrow.
How much momentum does it give you?
I think last night kind of broke the ice. I had a terrible NFR last year, placed in one round. Like, I couldn't ever get anything rolling. So then the first two rounds you don't place.
Right.
And it's like, come on, like, I need something going. Yeah. So last night, whenever I was 7-2, 7-3, whatever it was, after that, it was like a monkey off my back. And mm-hmm. I'm excited now. I'm ready to roll.
Yeah. Last question. How's it feel to be Callie's co-star in every single one of her TikToks?
Yeah, you know, it feels great. I'm in a hurry trying to leave, and she's over here, what was it called? Outfit of the day. Uh-huh. And I'm like, come on, let's go. But I don't know. All the calf ropers are making fun of me.
Are they?
I love my wife, so I'm going to deal with it.
Happy wife, happy life,
happy
right?
Happy wife, happy life. Yeah. Yep.